All right, 1 minute. I'm at minus six.
I have been waiting for this moment.
Honoring the tradition of those who came before us.
Bamford, single to left.
Scott Rowland is headed to the Hall of Fame.
Helping to shape the future stars of the Lone Star State.
After 52 years in Texas, the wait is over.
And bringing memorable moments to the community we cherish.
And the Rangers are your World Series champions. Can you believe it?
The inaugural season of Hub City Spartanburgers Baseball is here. In partnership with Fox Sports. Spartanburg, streaming all season long on the Valley Sports Live app. Now, here's Ian Unsworth and Andrew Sellover.
A couple of top prospects making the start on the mound. Headlines, Firework Friday between Hub City and Greenville. Game 4 of 6 in this I-85 rivalry here early in the first month of the season. Alongside Ian Unsworth, I'm Andrew Sellover. Great to have you with us tonight from Fifth Third Park, where we've dodged the rain so far again today on a pretty chilly and gray afternoon, but we seem poised for baseball here in about 15 minutes between these two teams, who have played some pretty compelling games so far. Last night it was low scoring throughout, and then some fireworks in the ninth inning.
Hub City bided its time, didn't get the offense going until Dylan Dreiling, Cal Stark, fueled it in the bottom of the ninth. Three hits, three runs against Adam Smith, who was out there for his third full inning. I've certainly asked a lot of the righty, but at the same time, you wonder where the rest of that offense was for Hub City. The strikeout shut it down. In the fifth, you have runners on first and second, no outs. Marcus Smith goes out on a very questionable pitch. But then runners get moved over to second and third. You can't bring either of them in. You still trail 2-0. In the seventh, you have first and second, again at the bottom of the order, and again, the production just isn't there. So I think for the Spartanburgers, you need hitting up and down the lineup. That's when we've seen this team be the most successful, when everyone contributes, but it's going to be very tough tonight against Juan Valera, 18-year-old righty who can run it up on the radar gun and has a great arsenal.
Yeah, we're excited for this matchup. Davalio against Valera on the mound tonight. Davalio was dazzling in his last performance. Won himself South Atlantic League Pitcher of the Week honors after five innings of no-hit baseball against Bowling Green. And Valera, while the numbers aren't great so far, a 7.30 ERA, no record to speak of, he's been fantastic so far thanks to his stuff that, as you mentioned, has him in high A at just 18 years old. That's why the Red Sox are really excited about what Valera might bring to the table down the road, possibly with the big league club up in Boston. It's a four-pitch mix, and as you talked about, Ian, he can touch it up there near 100. He's topped out at 100, the fastball we expect to live between 96 and 98 today, and he's got a changeup and a slider that'll touch up into the 90s as well, so it's electric stuff for the Dominican righty. We'll just see how well he commands it, and that's been a bit of an issue so far to start the season.
In his last start, he got rocked, gave up a ton of runs, and that game eventually went to extras. Greenville eventually pulled it out, a 10-9 win over Winston-Salem in the 12th, but Valera, 9 hits, 7 earned runs, only a walk, but after you leave it all over the zone, then you have to put it down the middle, and the dash hitters were ready.
We'll see what the stuff looks like tonight from Valera. He'll be on the mound in the bottom of the first. David Davalio will start this game off in just over 10 minutes' time. After this, here on the pregame show, Mylan Felix will chat with Ian Unsworth after he tossed two innings last night in what was a 6-3 defeat for the Spartanburgers. That interview plus the starting lineups and first pitch here from Fifth Third Park coming up next here on Fox Sports Spartanburg and the Spartanburgers pregame show.
Did you ever hear the story of the cat, the paper towel roll, and the stove burner that was left on? Well, the pros from Surf Pro did, but it's no surprise you didn't. Because when it comes to fire damage, the cleanup specialists at Surf Pro of Spartanburg know how to make like it never even happened happen. So if unexpected damage ever strikes your home or business, give them a call at 864-576-7499. Surf Pro, cleaning, restoration, construction, independently owned and operated.
Did you know that Ingles sells more organics than any other store? Or that they run their own dairy? Or that they only serve USDA Choice and Prime meat? Did you know that they have more local craft beer than any place else? Or that they have Energy Smart stores? Or that they professionally slice and package imported cheese from Europe? Did you know about their giant international aisle, local farm partnerships, curbside pickup, wine department? Or that they donate 3,956 meals a day to local food banks? Well, now you do. It's all in the bag. Ingles, low prices, love the savings.
We're back on the Spartanburgers pregame show. Ian Unsworth here, joined by righty Mylan Felix out of the bullpen for the Spartanburgers, his first year in the Rangers organization. Mylan, thank you for joining us. We've also got Elvis Gonzalez translating.
Primeramente, darle las gracias por la oportunidad y viniendo al bullpen el día de ayer. Un buen trabajo allí.
Primero que todo, gracias a Dios y la organización por la oportunidad. Nada, ayer salimos con la mentalidad de hacer el trabajo, de hacer la cosa bien, y así pasó, positivo siempre.
So, first of all, thank God for the opportunity and the organization to have me here and give me this chance to pitch in affiliate, and like yesterday went really well on the mound.
When did you first learn that the Rangers were interested in signing you? How did that come around?
¿Cómo fue, cuándo fue la primera vez que te enteraste de que los Rangers estaban interesados en firmarte?
En Dominicana, se contactaron con J.D. Osuna, donde me invitaron allá a la academia a participar en un juego, donde me dieron la oportunidad, y ahí se me dio la oportunidad, me dijeron.
So it was back in Dominican, they contact the guy that he trained with, and they gave him the opportunity to throw in a game, in a simulated game in the academy back in Dominican, and that was the first time that they saw him throwing from the mound.
And that caught their interest right away. You grew up in the Dominican Republic in San Pedro de Macorís, a baseball hotbed. What was it like growing up there?
Que existe allá en San Pedro y teniendo la oportunidad de jugar ahora, ¿qué se siente crecer en un pueblo que es grande en el béisbol?
Pues se siente sumamente bien, ya que esa es la infancia de todos los niños allá. Esa es la manera en la que nos divertimos, pasamos mayor parte del tiempo nosotros, después de estudiar, trabajando siempre con un sueño, con el propósito de poder echar para adelante, ayudar a nuestra familia. Muy bonito, de verdad.
So it's a good feeling to come from the baseball town, San Pedro de Macorís. It's pretty much what they do for fun as they're growing up. All pretty much they do is playing baseball after the school days. And it's pretty cool to, you know, have their environment and culture on his hometown and be able to grow and dream to be in the big leagues at some point.
You faced Yoferi Rodriguez twice. Two strikeouts against the Greenville Drive outfielder. So a successful start against one of your hometown friends. So growing up in San Pedro de Macorís, you get recognized, but instead of getting right to affiliated ball, you go to Japan. What was your experience like playing in the Japanese leagues?
Obviamente tuviste la oportunidad de enfrentarte a Félix, un compañero de allá del mismo pueblo. Obviamente le estás ganando la competencia allí. Y te llevas el crédito por eso, pero al mismo tiempo el haber tenido la oportunidad de jugar en Japón antes de poder firmar con la organización, ¿qué tal la experiencia en Japón? El haber tenido la oportunidad de jugar en Japón antes de poder firmar con la organización, ¿qué tal la experiencia en Japón?
¿Proviene eso? ¿De dónde lo tomaste?
Mayormente mi papá me dice así. Muchas personas piensan que porque yo lanzo duro fue que yo me puse así, si no, no. Mi papá era que me decía siempre, me decía, ráfaga esto, ráfaga ve, cómprame esto, ráfaga dame lo otro, y se quedó así. Y todas las personas allá en el barrio me dicen, ráfaga, ráfaga.
So it comes from his dad.
Dos ráfagas, dame lo otro, y se quedó así. Y todas las personas allá en el barrio me dicen, ráfaga, ráfaga.
So it comes from his dad. People think that the nickname is because how hard he throw. But it's actually his dad used to call him like that since he was a kid. So it's coming from his dad.
It translates to the gust, and you blow a lot of fastballs when you throw them at 95 or 96. Milan, thank you for your time.
Oye, eso se traduce a que tiras duro, pero obviamente no proviene de eso, pero te agradece el tiempo.
Gracias a él también por la oportunidad.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Back in a moment on the Spartanburgers pregame show, starting lineups and first pitch up next.
Bring your big group outing to the ballpark with the Spartanburgers. Fifth Third Park's specialty group areas are the perfect place for your small or large group outing. Whether it's a birthday party or business event, the Spartanburgers have packages that allow you to specialty group areas are the perfect place for your small or large group outing. Whether it's a birthday party or business event, the Spartanburgers have packages that allow you to customize your experience. Group tickets start at just $10. Interested in hosting an outing at a Spartanburgers game? Email tickets at hcspartanburgers.com. For more information. See you at the ballpark.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch whenever you want. So you may think of us as just your internet company. But we're more like the I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporia, always ready.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
Fifth Third Bank is a proud sponsor of the Hub City Spartanburgers. Visit Fifth Third Bank in Spartanburg at 1585 East Main Street. Now back to Spartanburgers Baseball on Fox Sports Spartanburg 98.3.
Just before first pitch here at Fifth Third Park, great to have you with us. Another beautiful night for baseball in downtown Spartanburg. As we get ready for game four between the Greenville Drive and your Hub City Spartanburgers. Andrew Seliver along with Ian Unsworth. Let's go ahead and get you the starting lineup for the visiting Greenville Drive at 8-9. Nellie Taylor Jr. leads things off and plays right field. Zach Earhart is the center fielder batting second. The catcher tonight, Brooks Brannon, hits in the three hole. Marvin Alcantara is the shortstop batting cleanup. Hudson White slides into the DH role and bats fifth. The third baseman, Andy Lugo, is batting sixth. Colby Johnson plays left field and bats seventh. First baseman, Albert Feliz, batting eighth. And rounding out the starting nine, Framy De Leon playing second base. Those nine, one lefty and eight righties after that, are set to face off against the righty David Davalio, who Ian was fantastic his last time out.
Oh, so impressive. Five innings, only 53 pitches, 12 first pitch strikes to the 15 batters he retired, and didn't allow a hit while striking out nine.
We're going to step aside for the national anthem.
First pitch strikes to the 15 batters he retired, and didn't allow a hit while striking out nine.
We're going to step aside for the national anthem. We'll get to the starting lineup as well for the home Hub City Spartanburgers after a quick break, and we'll introduce you more to the starter for the Greenville Drive as well. All that ahead before first pitch here at Fifth Third Park. Stay with us here on the Spartanburgers Radio Network.
Hey fans, catch the excitement of minor league baseball with the Bally Sports Live app. Watch your favorite team or scout the top prospects every game live all season long.
Strike three, you're out.
Plus, stream the Savannah Bananas and emerging fight sports to keep the action going. Best of all, it's totally free. No credit cards required. Download the Bally Sports Live app today on your phone or connected device.
We know the type. You like to start early, finish late, make lemon squares, and make payments to the college fund from anywhere in the house. We know you rely on Comporium for the things you rely on most, like a view of the backyard. That's just a bunny, and hundreds of channels to watch, whenever you want. So, you may think of us as just your internet company, but we're more like the, I didn't know they could do all that company. Comporium, always ready.
Set your alarm.
All right, I've added it to reminders.
7 a.m. every weekday, Spartanburg's Best Sports is on Bump and Run, hosted by Tyler Sugar.
That's the guy. That's the hero.
We're talking sports and other stuff. Hear from local high school and college coaches, including USC Upstate, Clemson, and South Carolina. 2 hours to begin your day. The Bump and Run Way, presented by Hawk Law, right here on Fox Sports 98.3 FM.
Did you ever hear the story of the cat, the paper towel roll, and the stove burner that was left on? Well, the pros from SurfPro did, but it's no surprise you didn't. Because when it comes to fire damage, the cleanup specialists at SurfPro of Spartanburg know how to make like it never even happened happen. So if unexpected damage ever strikes your home or business, give them a call at 864-576-7499. SurfPro, cleaning, restoration, construction, independently owned and operated.
National anthem complete here at Fifth Third Park as we get you ready for first pitch between the Greenville Drive and the Hub City Spartanburgers. Game 4 of 6 in a series that currently is led by the Spartanburgers at 2-1. We already introduced you to the visiting lineup for the Drive. Ian, let's go ahead and introduce the fans to Hub City's lineup tonight.
It starts off with Dylan Dreiling, who's red hot with back-to-back multi-hit games. Anthony Gutierrez bats second, and Keith Jones bats third. That's the outfield from left to right. Arturo Diesel in the cleanup spot plays first. Casey Cook over at second hits fifth. Later, Figueroa gets the night off in the field. He's the DH batting sixth. Julian Brock catching hits seventh. Esteban Mejia at the hot corner bats eighth. And to his left, Theo Hardy, the nine-hole hitting shortstop.
Those nine going up against the righty Juan Valera, and while the ERA at 7.30 is not that shiny, the numbers on the radar gun tonight will be impressive. We expect the righty out of the Dominican at just 18 years old to run it up into the high 90s.
Right behind the plate, there are scouts primed and ready with notebooks, radar guns, and iPads. They are here to take notes on both starting pitchers who have been impressive early on.
Again, Taylor Earhart Brannon due up here in the top of the first. Alcantara, White, Lugo in the middle of the order. Johnson, Feliz, and De Leon, the bottom three today for the Drive. Greenville trying to get back to 500. Hub City trying to stay atop the South Division of the South Atlantic League. Right on left, first pitch is bounced up the third base side. It's gloved there by the third baseman Esteban Mejia, who fires it to first for the first down. Bounced up the third base side. It's gloved there by the third baseman Esteban Mejia, who fires it to first for the first down. One pitch, one out. First pitch at 7:09. 4 minutes late here at Fifth Third Park. The defense back behind David Davalio. Left to right in the outfield, Dreiling, Gutierrez, and Jones. Mejia with that play at third. Hardy at short, Cook at second, and Diesla at first. The pitch to Earhart runs inside. Ball one. Catching tonight, Julian Brock runs inside. Ball one. Catching tonight, Julian Brock back there behind the dish after he got the night off in favor of Cal Stark yesterday. 1-0. Dips outside. Ball two. Weather at first pitch, it's 74 degrees and cloudy. Overcast all day. The pitch. That's line. Base hit down the left field line. Dreiling quickly to it. It's a single from Zach Earhart, and already tonight, David Davalio has given up more hits than he did all five innings last time out.
That was Davalio throwing his hardest, too. A 94-mile-an-hour fastball up and in. Great swing from Earhart, getting out in front and turning on it.
That's about all that Davalio has in the tank is 94, maybe.
Great swing from Earhart, getting out in front.